Stephen Caranda, Madeleine Fox, let's use the endorsements that Democrat Laura Kelly is literally racking up from prominent Republicans as the jumping-off point for our discussion. A couple of weeks ago, it was former Republican Governor Bill Graves endorsing her. This week, it's former U.S. Senator Nancy Kassebaum, both admittedly names from the past, but still big names.
Big names indeed, and both potentially can carry some influence with the moderate Republicans that we've talked about, Kelly, needing to win what's essentially a three-way race against, you know, conservative Republican Kris Kobach, and then the independent Greg Orman.
Right. And Kassebaum, of course, is the daughter of former Republican presidential nominee Alf Landon. She spent almost 20 years in the U.S. Senate, and she's always been known for having an independent streak.
As I've told my friends in the Republican Party, you know, you don't need to walk in lockstep always. There are times that there are issues one way or another that seem to be demanding for attention, and this was one of those times.
Jim, KU political scientist Patrick Miller weighed in on this, and he thinks Kassebaum and Graves' endorsements send a signal kind of to moderate Republicans, mm-hmm. people who might be tempted to vote for the independent Greg Orman. But at this point, it's not clear if they'll follow that signal.
Yeah, sure. Okay, but what did you guys think about how Denedre Herbert, the spokesperson for the Kobach campaign, how she responded to all this, calling both Graves and Kassebaum, quote, tired has-beens, who are, quote, pretending to be Republicans. Is that too snarky?
I can tell you the Kelly campaign thought so. I mean, I pretty quickly saw an email in my inbox from them saying, you know, that's disrespectful to these incredibly notable figures in Kansas politics who have done a lot for the state. It also would seem to indicate that, you know, while Orman and Kelly are courting moderate Republicans, Kobach doesn't seem to be. I mean, you don't take aim at icons like that if you're trying to win moderate Republicans.
Yeah, maybe not the best strategy if that's
no.
your goal. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last two things to note about Kelly, the Republican Governors Association is paying for a TV ad that attacks her for voting for tax increases. And she's fighting back, saying she didn't vote for tax increases. Rather, she voted to repeal the Brownback tax cuts, something she says needed to be done to get the state, quote, back on track.
And then, Stephen, I hear things are also heating up in my home district, our home district, the 2nd District.
That's right.
Yes, a Republican super PAC is airing an ad against Democrat Paul Davis that would resurrect charges from his 2014 run for governor.
Yeah, this ad just recently started running.
What's worse than getting caught at a strip club during a drug bust? Ask Paul Davis. Davis was caught with a...
So, not surprisingly, Davis is pushing back against that ad. I ask him about it, and he says it's not really being candid about what happened.
You know, it's just right out of the Brownback playbook that they ran in 2014. I don't think it was an effective attack then, and I don't think it's going to be an effective attack now.
And Davis is quick to point out that while he did lose that race for governor, he won in the 2nd Congressional District.
Well, and we've been seeing a lot of money in this race come into that district from outside. Why is there so much attention on the 2nd District?
Because this is really kind of the type of district that could determine if Republicans hold control of the U.S. House or if Democrats take over. So both parties want this seat badly, and they're both spending money to get it. And I should add, we'll probably hear all about this when Davis and the Republican candidate, Steve Watkins, start meeting for debates, which should start early next month.
Yeah, and they really want, they both want that 3rd District seat over in the Kansas City area pretty badly as well. A lot of outside money pouring into that race. Emily's List money for Democrat Sharice Davids and GOP PAC money for incumbent Kevin Yoder. We'll have to leave it there this week. Thanks, Stephen Caranda and Maddie Fox.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.